following teleconference is for Peter Majeski with iAdvise on Wednesday, August 3rd, 2011, beginning at 8 a.m. Central Time. Good morning and welcome to the Intergroup Financial Services second quarter 2011 conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the presentation, we will open the floor for questions, and at that time, instructions will be given as the procedure to follow if you would like to ask a question. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Peter Majeski of iAdvise Corporate Communications. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you, Callie, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to Intergroup Financial Services' second quarter 2011 earnings conference call on this, the 3rd of August, 2011. We are pleased to have with us from Intergroup, Mr. Jose Antonio Rosas, Intergroup's Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Enrique Espinosa, Portfolio Manager from Interseguro. They will be discussing Intergroup's results per the press release distributed yesterday. If you have not yet received a copy of the presentation or earnings release, please visit www.ifs.com.pe to download a copy or call us in New York at 212-406-3695. It's now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Jose Antonio Rosas, Chief Financial Officer. Mr. Rosas, you may begin.
Thank you, Pete. Good morning and welcome to Intergroup's second quarter 2011 conference call. We will start with a brief discussion of the highlights of Intergroup's performance. Net earnings at Intergroup increased 12% year-on-year, driven by growing loan volume and fee income at Interbank and higher investment income at Interseguro. Earnings, however, fell 9% quarter-on-quarter as a result of lower investment income at Interseguro and increasing provisions and financial expenses at Interbank. Now, looking at the performance of each of our subsidiaries, Interbank's net earnings rose 22% year-on-year, driven by growth in gross financial margin and fee income. Administrative expenses remained stable year-on-year. Net earnings remained stable quarter-on-quarter. Gross financial margin grew 7%, but was offset by a 29% increase in provisions. Loans grew 4.3% quarter-on-quarter and 22.4% year-on-year as a result of continuing strong demand across most segments. Recurring net interest margin decreased 30 basis points quarter-on-quarter, mainly due to a decline in loan yields and an increase in deposit costs. Asset quality remained stable year-on-year, with the past due loan ratio at 1.6%. The ratio of provision expense to average loans decreased from 3.6% in the second quarter of 2010 to 3.1% in the second quarter of 2011. The administrative expenses at Interbank remained stable quarter-on-quarter and year-on-year, despite an increasing volume of business, leading to improvements in the efficiency ratio. At Interseguro, earnings rose 30% year-on-year due to a 26% increase in investment income, but decreased 34% quarter-on-quarter from a record level reached in the first quarter of 2011 as a result of lower realized gains in the investment portfolio. Annuity sales nearly doubled year-on-year, driven by Interseguro's leading position in the expanding early retirement segment. Please turn to the following page for a brief overview of the net earnings of Intergroup and its two subsidiaries. In page 4, we can see a summary of the quarterly earnings of Intergroup and its two subsidiaries. Operating strengths were strong, driving both subsidiaries to positive year-on-year performances. Interbank's net earnings remained stable quarter-on-quarter, but Interseguro's earnings declined, as mentioned, due to lower investment income. In the following pages, we will go through detailed discussions of each of the company's quarterly performance. Now, please turn to page 5 for a discussion of Interseguro's net earnings. Looking at Interseguro's performance and first on a quarter-on-quarter basis, we can see that net earnings decreased 8.9% quarter-on-quarter, driven by lower investment income at Interseguro and higher provisions and financial expenses at Interbank. Gross financial margin grew 2.9% as a 4.9% increase in financial income was partially offset by an 11.4% increase in financial expenses. Provisions expenses increased as a result of unusually low provisioning requirements in the first quarter of 2011, which have now returned to a more normal level. Interseguro's loss from insurance underwriting decreased 12.7%, due to lower reserves linked to a quarterly decline in annuity sales. Administrative expenses remained stable while business continued to expand. This was due to technology improved investments at Interbank, which have allowed the bank to conduct a larger number of transactions without increasing headcount or external services. Net operating margin decreased 3.9% as a result of the above-mentioned factors, but net earnings declined at a higher rate of 8.9% due to higher income taxes on dividends paid out by the subsidiaries and on increasing earnings at Interbank. Now, looking at the year-on-year performance of Intergroup, we can see that net earnings increased 11.8% year-on-year, driven by growth in loan volume and fee income at Interbank and by higher investment income at Interseguro, and partially offset by a rising cost of funds. Gross financial margin grew 8.9% as a result of a 16.4% increase in financial income, which was partially offset by a 45.7% increase in financial expenses. Financial income growth was driven by a 26% increase in loan volume at Interbank and a 26% increase in investment income in Interseguro. Financial expenses rose almost 46% due to higher funding costs on deposits and the impact of a $400 million senior bond issue carried out at Interbank. Fee income grew 8.5% year-on-year, mainly as a result of increasing business activity in credit and debit cards. Interseguro's loss from insurance underwriting grew 31% due to an increase in reserves linked to significant year-on-year growth in annuity sales. Administrative expenses remained stable year-on-year as a result of efficiency gains at Interbank. As a result of the strong operating trends discussed above, income before taxes rose 17.4%. However, this was partially offset by an increase in Intergroup's effective tax rate from 24.8% in the second quarter of 2011 to 28.4% in the second quarter of 2011. This increasing rate was a result of lower tax-exempt income at Interbank. Now please turn to page 7 for a discussion of Interbank's performance. Interbank's net earnings rose 22% year-on-year and remained stable quarter-on-quarter. The year-on-year increase was due to growth rates of 8.5% in gross financial margin and 8.4% in fee income. Administrative expenses remained stable. Earnings remained stable quarter-on-quarter as gross financial margin grew 6.9%, but was offset by a 28.6% increase in provisions. Interbank's return on equity was 31.8% in the second quarter of 2011, above 31.5% reported in the first quarter and 30.1% reported in the same quarter of last year. Please turn to the following page for a brief discussion of Interbank's loan portfolio. Loan portfolio grew 4.3% quarter-on-quarter and 22.4% year-on-year, as a result of strong growth in the retail and commercial segments. Retail loans grew 3.9% quarter-on-quarter, mainly driven by increases of 5.7% in mortgages and 4.6% in credit cards. The rate of growth in mortgages was strong, but slightly lower than in previous quarters. Mortgages had expanded by 7.5% in the first quarter of 2011 and 9.7% in the fourth quarter of last year, driven by very strong demand for new housing. This growth rate moderated slightly in the second quarter of 2011. The quarter-on-quarter growth rate in credit cards was one of the highest in recent quarters, driven by continuing strong consumer demand. These significant growth rates in mortgages and credit cards have led retail loans to expand by 19.3% year-on-year. The commercial loan portfolio grew 4.2% quarter-on-quarter and 23.2% year-on-year, as demand for loans among mid-sized businesses remains strong. Please turn to the following page. Interbank financed its quarterly growth with an increase of 377 million soles in deposits, partially offset by a decrease of 131 million soles in bonds. Commercial deposits grew 8% and retail deposits expanded 5.8% quarter-on-quarter, as strong demand among retail and commercial clients allowed Interbank to replace a portion of its institutional deposits with more stable and lower-cost core sources of funding. This is very positive in terms of our stability and cost structure of our deposit base. The decrease in bonds was due to the impact of the appreciation of the Nuevo Sol on Interbank's U.S. dollar-denominated bonds, which accounts for 88% of our total bonds outstanding. Also, $10 million in subordinated bonds matured during the quarter. The bank's total funding base grew by almost 2 billion soles year-on-year due to increases of 1 billion soles in bonds, 600 million soles in bank loans, and 360 million soles in deposits. Deposits grew only 2.8% year-on-year. However, the composition of the bank's deposit mix changed significantly, as growth rates of 19% in retail deposits and 14.5% in commercial deposits were offset by a 24% decrease in institutional deposits. As a result of increasing demand for transactional deposits among retail and commercial clients, Interbank reduced the proportion of higher cost and less stable institutional deposits from 34% of our total deposit base in the second quarter of 2010 to 25% in the second quarter of 2011. Now please turn to page 10 for a discussion of our financial margin. First, looking at our quarter-on-quarter performance, gross financial margin increased 6.9% quarter-on-quarter as a result of growth in income from loans and investments, partially offset by a rise in the cost of deposits. Financial income increased 7.7%, driven by growth rates of 50% in exchange gains, 67% in investment income, and 2% in interest on loans. The increase in interest on loans was attributable to a 4.3% growth in the average volume, partially offset by a 50 basis point decline in the average yield. This decrease in yield took place both in the retail and commercial loan portfolios, mainly due, in the case of the retail book, to a shifting mix between mortgage and consumer loans, and in the case of the commercial portfolio, due to competitive pressures on rates. Investment income increased 67% quarter-on-quarter, mainly as a result of dividends received and non-recurring gains on the sale of investments, for a total of 15 million soles. Excluding non-recurring factors, investment income would have grown 10% quarter-on-quarter. The increase in exchange gains was the result of higher income from trading activity with clients and gains in Interbank's own exchange position. The return on interest-earning assets was 10.3% in the second quarter of 2011, 30 basis points higher than reported in the first quarter, mainly as a result of an increase in investment income. Financial expenses grew 10.3% quarter-on-quarter due to increases of 22% in interest on deposits and 4% in interest on bank loans. The increase in interest on deposits was driven by 8% growth in the average volume and a 20 basis point increase in the average cost. This increase in the average cost was a result of a 60 basis point increase in the cost of institutional deposits, which was due to two factors. The first was a 50 basis point increase in the central bank's reference rate during the quarter, from 3.75% to 4.25%, and the second factor was an increase in the proportion of institutional deposits denominated in soles, which have a higher cost than dollar deposits. The average cost of retail and commercial deposits remained stable quarter on quarter. The average cost of funds was 3% in the second quarter of 2011, a 20 basis point increase quarter-on-quarter as a result of the higher cost of institutional deposits and growth in medium-term financing. Now looking at our year-on-year performance in terms of financial margin, we can see that gross financial margin increased 8.5% year-on-year, driven by growth in the average loan volume and exchange gains, and partially offset by higher financial expenses. Financial income grew 15%, driven by increase of 13% in interest on loans and 54% in exchange and derivative gains. The increase in interest on loans was attributable to a 26% growth in the average volume and partially offset by a 150 basis point decline in the average yield, which took place both in the commercial and retail portfolios. The yield of the retail portfolio fell as a result of lower average rates on credit cards and an increase in the proportion of mortgages within the total retail book, from 29% in the second quarter of 2010 to 33% in the second quarter of 2011. The decrease in commercial loan yields was a result of competitive pressures. Financial expenses increased 39% year-on-year, mainly due to growth rates of 66% in deposit costs, 109% in interest on bonds, and 19% in the cost of bank loans. The increase in interest on bonds was due to a significant growth in the average volume as a result of the $400 million senior bond issue carried out in October of last year. The increase in interest on deposits was attributable to 8.6% growth in the average volume, and an increase of 50 basis points. Interest on bank loans increased as a result of 19% growth in the average volume with a stable average cost. The average cost of funding rose 70 basis points year-on-year, mainly due to the impact of the reference rate increase and the cost of the bond issue. Please turn to page 11 now for a chart showing our net interest margin. Net interest margin increased 10 basis points quarter-on-quarter from 7.3% to 7.4%, mainly due to the non-recurring gains reported in the second quarter of 2011. Excluding non-recurring factors, net interest margin would have decreased 30 basis points quarter-on-quarter as a result of the lower yield in the loan portfolio and the higher average cost of funds. Please turn to page 12 now. Provision expenses increased 29% quarter-on-quarter and 4.5% year-on-year. As a result, the annualized ratio of loan loss provisions to average loans was 3.1% in the second quarter of 2011, above 2.5% reported in the first quarter, but below 3.6% reported in the same quarter of last year. Provisioning requirements were unusually low in the first quarter of this year and have now returned to a more normal level. In particular, provisions that require banks to align their classification of clients with those of other banks were significantly lower in the first quarter of 2011 than in other quarters. The ratio of past due loans to total loans increased slightly quarter on quarter from 1.5% in the first quarter of 2011 to 1.6% in the second quarter, but remained stable when compared to the second quarter of 2010. The coverage ratio increased from 253% in the second quarter of 2010 to 260% in the second quarter of 2011. Please turn to the following page. Gross fee income rose 3.1% quarter-on-quarter and 8.4% year-on-year, driven mainly by increases in credit and debit card fees, as a result of increasing volumes and more activity with credit cards. And administrative expenses remained stable year-on-year and increased only 2.8% quarter-on-quarter, despite increasing business and transaction volumes at Interbank. Technology and process improvements have allowed the bank to cope with higher volumes without increasing headcount or services received from third parties. As a result, the efficiency ratio declined from 50.9% in the second quarter of 2010 to 47.2% in the second quarter of 2011. Please turn to page 14. The ratio of regulatory capital to risk-weighted assets was 14.5% in the second quarter of 2011, above the 14.1% reported in the first quarter of 2010 and below the 16% reported in the second quarter of 2010. During the second quarter of 2011, regulatory capital increased 4.7% quarter-on-quarter and risk-weighted assets increased 2.2%. The increase in regulatory capital was due to the capitalization of 126 million soles in earnings from the first quarter of 2011. The year-on-year decrease in the regulatory capital ratio was a result of a 16% increase in risk-weighted assets, partially offset by a 5% increase in total regulatory capital due to the capitalization of earnings. This concludes the portion of the presentation regarding Interbank. Now, Enrique Espinosa will discuss Interseguro's performance.
Good morning, gentlemen. Please turn on page 16 of the presentation. The table shows a summary of Interseguro profit and loss performance, where we can see a strong increase in premiums year-on-year and a slight decrease quarter-on-quarter, driven mainly by lower annuity premiums due to a market contraction in the early retirement segment. Technical margin loss is higher year-on-year in line with annuity premiums, since each time an annuity premium is sold, a reserve must be recognized in the financial statements according to Peruvian regulation. As well, the quarter-on-quarter decrease in technical margin is explained by lower sales in annuities premiums. Administrative expenses increased 2.3 million quarter-on-quarter and 1.8 million year-on-year. The quarter-on-quarter growth is explained by higher marketing expenses. The year-on-year growth is explained by higher commission sales in line with higher premiums. Investment income decreased 17.8% quarter-on-quarter and increased 26% year-on-year. The quarter-on-quarter decrease is explained by a one-time provision made in real estate and lower fixed income gains. The year-on-year growth is attributable to significant growth in equity and mutual funds. As a result of the factors explained before, net income for second quarter 2011 was 24.4 million, a decrease of 33.9% quarter-on-quarter and a 30% year-on-year.